Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Edinburgh University have devised an IQ test for dogs. So we want to hear, how stupid is your pet this morning? Doesn't have to be a dog, but, you know, how silly is your pet? And we've got some brilliant things coming in this morning. Marty used to have a guinea pig that used to scare itself by sneezing.
Yeah.
How does a guinea pig sneeze?
Kind of like a high-pitched sneeze.
Give us an example.
Oh, bless. And it would give itself a little fright.
Yeah, we get a fright every time it did it.
Yeah. Hi, Boogie, Arlene, Marty. I was at the car wash on Saturday and my dog was in the boot. When the guy started hosing the car, she was trying to eat the water through the glass. That's what they do.
Yeah. It's going to have to wash the inside of the car now as well.
And Big Eck says, our now deceased budgie, who was called Dennis, used to love it when we'd throw an empty crisp packet on the floor. Because the inside of the crisp packet was shiny,
He
could see his own reflection. And he would then go into the bag completely and then try and fly about. So it was this freaky packet of cheese and onions zooming around the living room. It was the most bizarre thing. R.I.P. Dennis. That's from Big Eck. Hi, guys. I've got a Rottweiler called Chop. He's a bit stupid. He's quite big. He's quite a big dog, obviously. Rottweilers are quite big, but he's still got that stupid puppy mentality. The other day, he was chasing and trying to eat his own shadow, and ended up taking a big chunk out of my plasterboard in the bedroom. And we got Alistair on the phone. How old are you, Alistair?
10.
What kind of dog have you got?
Cavapoo.
A what?
A Cavapoo.
A Cavapoo.
A Cavapoo. Was that a King Charles... No, a Cavalier Spaniel.
Yeah.
With a poodle.
Yeah.
A Cavapoo. Yeah. Arlene has those on a Sunday.
I do.
Anyway.
Is that after my Saturday night out, is it?
How thick is your dog, Alistair?
Very quite stupid.
Yeah, why?
For one, she barks at the washing machine.
Yes.
Secondly, she spends at least 3 hours staring at one leaf for it to move.
Yeah?
And she barks at anything on TV, so my mum can't really watch Corey because of the meerkats.
Yeah, oh, it's... It's true! It's true, if you've got a dog, they hate animals on the telly. They can tell animals on the telly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Listen, you have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks, pal.